Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Are You Having a Draft? My name is Bradley James.
And you are joined, as always, by me, Marcus Ellard.
Hello, Marcus.
Hi, mate.
It's been a little bit of time because of an international break. It's felt like a long time. But as you hear this, Premier League football is back and underway. In fact, if you're listening to this the day it's released, there's a game tonight to finish off the weekend. It's Arsenal. Today, this episode, as we record this, we are joined by a man who's top of the league at the moment. His name's Matthew Melolo.
So excited to hear from Melolo.
For the first time.
I know.
Sort of directly. We've heard about from him in the interviews. But
that was pre the unprecedented success that he's having in the first third of the Premier League season.
Yeah, the unexpected underdog story of Matthew Melolo. And he's the only one calling it an underdog story.
Yeah, because he loves it. But also joined by the draft's favourite mathematician, Matthew Brummett.
Stat Matt. Matt Stats.
So, without any further ado,
are you having a draft?
I think we are.
Here we are, off the back of the international break. I don't know about you, Marcus, but I actually enjoyed the international break this time round, largely because it was my birthday, so I had something to distract me.
A very good reason to enjoy the international break.
Yeah, I'd like to say thank you to those members of the draft who made the effort to come and spend time with me on my birthday. It was wonderful.
You're very welcome. Wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Oh, cheers, mate. I'm going to name and shame those who didn't, in case that will affect who you support in the draft. You have every right to not support these people anymore. There are some mitigating circumstances, but if you support one of Yare, Andy's, Mantle's, Med's, Nick's or Dutz's team, I would encourage you to support someone else.
No excuse.
Because they are dirty little whores who don't go to people's birthdays.
Terrible behaviour.
Now, Med's lives in Cardiff, fair enough. Mantle lives in Nottingham, fair enough. Andy, not really an excuse. Yare, not really an excuse. Nick, definitely not an excuse. Went to Oxford that weekend. Dutz didn't have an excuse. So
terrible.
If you support any of those guys.
Yare, he was very quiet over the weekend. I think he was always deliberately like sheepish about it.
He was very quiet. Yare, bizarrely, has shown up to every one of my other birthdays. And then I heard nothing from him about this one. What's going on?
Maybe he's trying to cerebrally assassinate you.
That's probably it.
That's what he's doing.
That's probably it.
But we are joined by two guests that were there at your birthday, starting with a regular and the draft's favourite mathematician,
Matthew Brummett, manager of Super Keen Brummaticos, currently in 11th.
And also joining us,
Matthew Melolo, manager of Malulu's FC, currently first in the draft.
Wow.
Champione!
Touch premature, but thanks for all the same.
I mean, I think they'll probably accuse us of being glory hunters, Marcus, by getting whoever's top of the league to come in and do the draft. But the way it has worked out is that Melaleu has wrestled back top spot at time of recording. Congratulations, mate.
Thank you. These are uncertain times. Not really sure what to make of it up here.
How do you feel? How does it feel?
Well, the altitude's given me a nosebleed. Apart from that, I feel pretty uncertain of things. There's an element of luck in there. And I hope that I'll be able to stick at least in the top area for a while. If I can get some results out of some of my players. I think,
sounds somewhat defeatist to me.
No, I think, oh, he's playing the undercard, the underdog card. I think European football beckons for Malulu's FC next season.
Top four finish, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I'll take that.
Well, you've been accused, you see, in the past of not necessarily... You mentioned luck, and you've been accused of perhaps not doing the research to back up your current position. So we've got a little quiz for you later on.
Right.
That we're going to fire some questions your way. Just to put to the test your knowledge of your team. Real easy. You're going to pass it with flying colours.
Excellent. That sounds...
And prove everybody wrong. You know your stuff.
Sounds good, mate. Sounds good. You're going to expose me publicly. Yeah. Thanks.
It wouldn't be for the first time that that's happened.
I'm not going to expose myself.
I get it.
If now's a decent time, I just wanted to say I'm obviously first time on the podcast.
Welcome.
Bit of a fan, gents. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
Thanks very much for bringing me on.
I mean, we're a fan of your drafting. You're top of the league, you know, so it's an honour to have you here.
I like to entertain.
Yeah.
But I've really enjoyed what you've done so far. It's lovely to come on and chat to you in person.
Melaleu, you've got us welling up man.
But in the spirit of podcasts, and I do listen to a few, a lot of guests might, you know, bring a little gift.
They bloody well should start doing that. Yeah.
As one of the people that actually did attend the Bradley James Birthday Festival this year, I've got a late birthday present for Mr. James.
Oh, something.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Tell us what you can see, Bradley.
Okay, I'm gonna have to let my excitement calm down first. But okay, I've got in my hand a very shiny silver packet.
This is amazing.
On that silver packet is a sticker that has the little podcast emblem and hashtag AHAD. May I open these?
You may open that. That is your birthday present.
I almost don't want to open them. They're almost...
They'd be worth more.
So, wow. Okay, I'm going to rip open
them. Do it.
The shiny packages.
Just careful you don't rip the top corner off. Remember, you used to do that in your excitement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, there we go.
I hope he wasn't hoping you were going to open them and it's just like David Unsworth from 94-95 still knocking around his garage.
Sean Teal, I didn't have him. Okay. Oh, look at this.
Oh my God, they are fantastic.
I'm now extracting from the package.
Oh, that's amazing.
A group of stickers. And on these stickers are the faces of all the drafters. Some of you may have seen, some of you may have seen...
May I?
The Instagram account.
I was just rub my hands from my
because they're clammy from the excitement.
The sacred Panini sticker.
We start off with a Chike sticker there. A little bit of workshop that's gone into that one. Then we move on to the Cerebral Assassin himself. Evil FC. Phil's there, Melaleu's there, Malulu's, Fairy Tale Erotica, Johnny Wolf, Medir Llewellyn, and the Kitchen Crusaders. There you go, Marcus.
Oh, look at that. It's like a dream come true.
This is like celebrating my birthday all over again. Daniel Mantle's Mental Dandies, the Abdo, Crooked and All, the Wooden Spoon with the chip in it that Pete gave the season after he gave the Abdo a crooked leg. There's Nicholas Morgan of Supermarket Sweepers. James Robertson, the Narrowboat Locking. Look at this. There's Dutz, Sharmageddon, Matthew Brummett of the Super Keen Bromacticos.
Beautiful.
And Andrew O'Neill, Lady Online FC. Last but not least,
Bradley James.
There is me in sticker form.
That's amazing.
And the beautiful thing about this pack, as opposed to the traditional Paninis, is in this pack, everyone's a winner because You always get the full set.
That's amazing.
You're not going to be searching. You've got five Brommets and you're swapping them.
What's wrong with that?
One, mate, everyone's Brommets, but
people will be disappointed because they wanted six Brommets.
Yeah. Where is my sixth Brommet?
Oh, no, I've got dots. On my lunchbox, on a pencil case.
I've got the full team for you there, mate.
This is a legit... I'm not obviously going to peel it, but this is a legit sticker.
These are legit stickers.
Amazing.
This is a prototype.
Okay.
When I designed these... You then said, yeah, there were a few people saying, what are the chances of getting these made? And I thought, let's have a little
look.
Let's
see what they look like when we
And
we
this,
make them.
My gift to you for your birthday is the first off the run prototype pack.
My friend,
for
thank you.
For you to keep and treasure. And there may be more if demand deems it.
I don't know what to say because I don't think I can come up with words worthy of your effort and achievement here.
It's all right.
But we shall put some pictures on the social media accounts so that you guys can see what's making me go
that's
giddy.
Amazing. That's amazing. And that'll come out. So there's no spoilers. We'll put it out. Once the podcast's gone live a couple of days later, we'll put them out.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's excellent.
And because no one gets left out, I've been listening to this podcast, Marcus, and... I mean, to be honest, the bear baiting's up there with Jeremy Kyle at times.
How dare you!
I worry about your blood pressure. So what I've done is I've got you a cheeky little pack of aspirin. I would recommend one of those a day just to help thin the blood. When that vein's really popping, when you're really angry about me getting a good team and you not, just pop one of those in. And
you're predicting that you're going to finish bottom.
Thanks for that.
And then finally, on a similar theme... There's a thank you card to the one and only Brummett.
Oh,
if you care to open it.
Can I open it? Yeah.
Please do. Because if you listen to a certain person in this room a little too closely, he seems to think that you're responsible for my team, not me. So I just wanted to say, thanks very much for all your help on draft night. There's a little voucher there, your present.
Yeah.
If I do win
can
the
you
draft.
Read?
Yes.
Off,
if you want to read it.
Can I read this out? So... I'm not going to go with the actual message itself because that's very personal and it's not supposed
that
to
that was between you and
me. Definitely. Okay. I don't want to betray that. But I'll give you the gift voucher. If I win the draft, that's I as in Matthew Melville, and you as in Matthew Brummett are in the catering zone, I will cook in your place.
There you go.
So,
that's a win-win for everyone.
That was my contribution.
Unbelievable, mate.
Wow. I think we'll be inviting Melu on more often. Take note, future guests of this podcast, gifts welcome.
Last time, I think I just brought a can of Iron Brew. It's not the same. Yeah.
Marcus, by the time that this airs, it will be the final episode before Halloween. You know what that means. You know what that means it's time for.
The Curse of Boom.
Quickly becoming my favourite section of the podcast, we're back with The Curse of Wolf. Now, this is sort of a double header, because... Shaw, who we mentioned in our last podcast, is currently on the app at 50-50.
Mm.
So he could be out. So the Curse of Wolf has struck. Shaw has been out. But luckily for Wolf, we've had the international break.
Mm. Well, because it's Halloween, I think there's been a reverse in the curse.
I mean, I love that. I love the rhyming already. What do you mean?
Johnny's getting his keeper back.
He is. Alisson is going to be back for the big one as well. They're playing Manchester United this weekend.
For the big one. Now, not necessarily the game you'd want him back for.
No.
But still, he's getting him back. This actually affects you.
I know. And I knew that this was happening.
Mm.
So although it's very sad and it looked incredibly painful that Hugo Lloris dislocated it. Have you seen it? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And he dislocated his elbow a couple of weeks ago.
There was a message that was sent at the time asking if the elbows are meant to bend like that.
Oh, and they're absolutely
not. They're definitely not.
So what I did was obviously I realised very quickly that Alisson was on his way back, which meant that my number one keeper
He's called Adrian Marcus.
I know, yes, no, no. It was more about this. About
quick check of the board, see who's in his team.
But my number one keeper at the minute, Adrian, who is Liverpool's number two, was going to be warming the bench, essentially. So I quickly got Gazzaniga in.
Sorry, who is that?
And when he realised that Gazzaniga wasn't a player in the Premier League, he thought, who else is available? And he went for Gazzaniga instead.
There you go. But no, come on. That's a shrewd move by me. I noticed that Lloris dislocated his elbow.
Very shrewd.
And as soon as it came up that he looked like he was going to be injured for a while, as soon as I saw it on Twitter, I was like, I'm getting rid of whoever I had before and bringing in Spurs number two. As regards to the curse of Wolf, there has been a bit a reverse of the curse of Wolf, which has affected me, which I'm actually fine with.
It's affected me. I've got Ashley Young. I'm devastated. He's going to get knocked out by Luke Shaw.
Oh, I see.
Ah, okay. So both affectees for the curse.
You could
of
have
Wolf.
A support group, mate.
But we've got, no, I don't think anything else happened in the international break for Wolf, but yet we've got our first weekend back in the Premier League, so I'm sure that in next episode we will have some more updates.
I hope so, because at the very least I just like listening to the theme tune. And if we've got nothing to talk about, then we don't get to play the theme tune. So, fingers crossed, the curse of Wolf remains.
The curse of Wolf.
Okay, transfer update for this week. We'll pick out some of the more notable ones. One that has happened this very day of recording, and that is Meds has dropped Alex Iwobi, and he's brought in Wilfred Ndidi.
And what's interesting is there was a bit of a furore on the WhatsApp group about it.
Yeah.
And just remind us what his reasoning behind that was, Bradley.
Everton are 18th and Leicester are 4th. That is the only reason.
And you know why is it Heathrow?
He's off to the rugby in Tokyo.
Yeah. You're kidding me.
He's en route to see Wales
in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's done the last ditch change and thought, sod it, I'm on the plane, forget about it for a few days and watch the ruggers.
Wow.
That's what a legend. Yeah. Solo flyer.
Yeah.
He's gone by himself?
Yeah.
When did he get tickets?
I saw on Instagram today, he's like...
He's kept quiet about this. Probably because one of us would try and tag him off.
I think his flag was about to sign
him. Yeah.
But again, for the hardcore listeners, remember the last time I was on, I was having a bit of one of my standard breakdowns about signing Alonso too quickly.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do the same thing this time. So I saw Iwobi pop up and I'm like, there must be something wrong with him. So I'm researching him, I'm calling his mother and everything like that, finding out what's going on. Couldn't find anything, but by the time I was like, right, I'm going to sign him, Wolford sneaked in.
Already rang his mum to find out.
Yeah, got in. Yeah.
Which obviously is bad news for Alex Iwobi because he'll probably get injured this weekend.
I unexpectedly might have found myself yesterday auditioning in front of Mr. Bill Kenwright, the owner of said football team.
Wow.
Amazing, amazing. And he loves talking about football. Oh, you go in there and say, oh, Everton, he talk about Everton, loves you.
Absolutely remarkable man. An audition like I've never had. Lovely bloke. And it killed me to be in there having to audition and sing musical theatre songs, which I very rarely do. Yes, but look at the look on all of your faces.
I actually
sang a song.
I mean,
professionally.
The last time I heard you sing a song, it took about
the Fritter Fryer.
I was going to say it took about 45 minutes. The Jack Crawford,
the full sea shanty,
the stunning sea shanty that is Jack
In
Crawford.
Fact, we've got two people with us today, Marcus, who have sang the longest songs I've ever witnessed. One is the Jack Crawford sea shanty, which took about an hour and a half of a song show.
Hour and a half well spent.
Yeah. The other, which is, I think, is you probably had to take a break and just leave your duet partner still singing.
Oh, yeah.
Was singing Snooker Loopy with who was it?
Fried? Dan Fried, yeah.
With Dan Fried.
Yeah.
Which would, I think, is probably still going on now. He's probably still holding the mic whilst you're here for recording the podcast, because they still haven't finished it yet.
It's not my fault that Snooker Loopy's got 28 choruses, Blade, yeah. Chaz and Dave.
All of which are the same.
Yeah, yeah, but they're all excellent. So, yeah.
What did Mr. Kenwright have to say to you?
Well,
I can't believe it, because I asked you that.
You've got the job. Yeah, you start on Monday. The way he's injured.
Hold on. Have we actually got some inside knowledge on this? Yeah, people are going to be complaining. I don't tune in for this. I don't tune for insightful information.
All I can say is, while auditioning for him, I just wanted to sit there and say, you know, forget all of this. Can you tell me if things are going to turn around for Bernard and is he going to get me some more points here? Because my fantasy football season's, you know, really relying on having a few firing midfielders. What I can say, though, because obviously I didn't do that.
Why not?
That would have been gold. That would be gold.
Career suicide. Just sit there and... Although, all right, here's an interesting thing. If you ever have an audition for Bill Kenwright...
This is true.
You get an email from them saying, this is what we want you to do. Read these sides. Prepare these songs. Do not, under any circumstances, sing You Will Never Walk Alone.
Which is fair enough.
And apparently last week, two people did. and they immediately got sent home. Why would you do that?
Did you sing Zed Cars? Does that have lyrics?
However, if you'd have gone in there and gone, and if, you know, you're this to me,
then you'd have got the job on the spot. Yeah.
All I can say, he was in an absolutely fantastic mood. So who knows? Maybe he's done some deals making things look a bit more rosy over there.
Sorry to be the only one on the podcast that's got a proper job and doesn't understand this whole like theatre malarkey. So what has Bill Kenwright got to do with, like,
so you know this? You know Bill Kenwright as the football team owner.
Yeah, because I'm 99.99% of the population.
Exactly. We in the acting profession know him as impresario and theatre mogul.
Oh, right.
There's no one else like him in terms of Bill Kenwright Productions. He produces so many shows.
Lots of touring shows.
Yeah.
Touring shows.
Things like Blood Brothers that was in town forever. And lots of things up and down the West End. And then, yeah, like Marcus says, just loads and loads of touring shows. Yeah. But yeah, so
every day on the,
I wanted to ask him. I was desperate to sort of say, by the way, big fan from the fantasy football side. Can you please sort your team out
if you get the job on the meet and greet, you absolutely have to ask him that. On behalf of all people who listen to this podcast and myself and Marcus, we are disappointed in you.
I am disappointed.
Just to let you know, next time this opportunity comes up, do not squander it.
All right. If I get a job and I meet him, I will ask.
Touch on a couple of other transfers that have happened since we last spoke. Transfers of note. We were watching Saka, actually, as he was playing for Arsenal. Phil's brought him in. Another one to mention is that, do you remember a few weeks ago that Yare dropped a player called Ayoze Perez for Leicester?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Bit of controversy about that.
I remember it because I picked him up because Perez is a very good player.
He's a great player.
And he replaced him with Bufal at Southampton. Didn't quite have the faith in Bufal that he did, I guess, when he initially signed him, because he's dropped him.
Straight away. I didn't even notice that.
And he's brought in Adama Traore from Wolves. He scored two goals against Man City.
He's a very knee-jerk reaction, isn't he?
Chasing points.
I think when you're in that place in the table, surely that's what becomes of you, right?
Out of all the knee-jerk transfers to probably make, Traore's not a bad one. Because he did look pretty hot in that game.
Mr. Matthew Melu, top of the league, is the only drafter not to have made a single transfer.
I am. And on draft night, I made the bold claim that it's impossible to win this competition on draft night. Therefore, you have to transfer players in and out. And so, I haven't done that.
So why have you held back so far? What's do you not see any?
I do. I see potential holes in my team.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm very fondly looking forward to Lacazette's return, and hopefully he'll get himself back into the squad on a regular basis. I'm a bit worried about, well, I think we're all a bit worried about what's going on at Tottenham at the moment.
I just watched Harry Kane's 100 club, Premier League 100 club goals, and it is astonishing how many of those goals are either penalties against Arsenal or enterprising runs, there's that cliche, from either Dele Alli or just little through balls from Eriksen. the number of those goals which come about because one of those two has basically bulldozed their way forward and laid him off is incredible. This season, that's not happening.
Any more transfers you want to talk about, Bradley?
I think that's it, Marmite!
Transfer over and out. It's getting to that time of year where our drafters need little bits of outside inspiration. And with that in mind, here is Bradley's mum's words of wisdom.
So, Mother, you've got some advice for our drafters, haven't you? You've been keeping a close eye on proceedings.
I have been listening to all the draft, yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes,
fantastic.
I've listened to everyone.
I think there'll be some keen ears amongst in the league.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, they want to know what your version of how to improve things will be. Who are you going to start off with?
I think I'm going to start off with meds.
Okay.
Because meds, if anyone offers you a trade, run it by me first, please. Or anyone who's ever seen a football match.
He has got better, but you're right. He perhaps in the past he's been caught out one or two times, but he's getting better with these trades. So I think you just sending him in the right direction there will probably give him that nudge he needs.
Good.
Okay, so who next would you like to...
Next one's Dutts.
Pass some sage advice on to Dutts. Very good. Our current champion.
Dutts, Everton defenders and third choice Chelsea strikers are not a recipe for success.
No, they are not. That is very astute.
But if anyone can turn a questionable drafting decision into victory, it's definitely you, Dutts.
It is indeed, yes. He's got a good track record.
Hashtag Adrian Mariapo.
Fantastic. That is very good advice. He will be very pleased for that.
Good.
Okay, who's next?
Yes, who are we going to have next? We should have Phil. Oh, Phil, you've done so well to transform your La Liga side into a Premier League outfit.
He
well
has indeed.
Done.
Well done, Phil.
And if you want to complete your Scottish Revolution, Stuart Armstrong and Robert Snodgrass are still available. And I'm sure Marcus will trade Grant Hanley with you for the right price.
Very good insider trading knowledge there, Mum. Okay, so I think these are some words of wisdom Phil can definitely take to heart. Who next? Who's next?
Nick.
Nick's
next.
The new boy, the rookie.
The rookie. Nick, how well you've done. Mm. Probably regretting not trading Pookie for an elite performer when you could.
Yeah, I agree.
But this is one of many lessons you learn in your already impressive rookie season.
Yes, he has been impressive, hasn't he?
He has been really impressive, and you've got them worried. Bramit, please try harder, and I don't think the rest of the drafters want a faux vegan doing the cooking again. In Glenn we trust.
Yes. All right, so that's Bramit with some wise words to follow.
Yep.
Who else?
Mantle.
Mantle. What are we going to say to him?
Mantle, you may not be the draft's most exciting drafter.
That is true. That is true.
But keep doing what you're doing. It'll see you through.
Mm.
But lose the man bun. You're not a sumo wrestler, and it's definitely not 2015. Yare, if there's one man who will hit rock bottom and keep fighting, it's you.
Yes, very
you
true.
You do the draft proud.
It
may not be your year this time round, but this lesson will have you back stronger next season. So don't worry. Keep on.
Good stuff. Have heart, Yare. That's the message there.
Right. Next one is Wolf.
Ah, now there's a man who needs some advice.
Well, Wolf, you don't like to take risks, which tends to lead you offering unfair trades. Now, supposing you risk a player that someone might actually want, it could pay off and in return take you to the next level.
Mm, I see what you're saying there. If he was to offer somebody who was a good player in his team,
yes,
for someone of equal measure or what you think was equal measure, then someone might pass, you know, exchange a player for him who might actually turn out to be even better. That is the risk you're talking about.
Yes. You have to do this in life sometimes.
Yeah. Wolf.
Take a risk.
Never does that. So I can't believe these pearls of wisdom haven't hit Wolf sooner. But that is what he needs for the next level. Come on, Wolf. I believe in you.
Yeah. Take a risk.
Mum believes in you too. You can do it. You're the next name on that trophy. Come on. That's our pep talk for Wolf. Your pep talk for Wolf.
Yeah, that's your pep talk, Wolf.
Yeah, who've we got? Who've we got next?
Andy.
Andy, okay.
Andy. Andy, usually so cool-headed.
Mm.
You've had your cage rattled. Only fools empty ashtrays when the house is on fire.
Mm. It's interesting what you say about emptying ashtrays when the house is on fire, because he was very perturbed by his penalty fine.
Oh dear!
Recently, as you heard,
yeah, £2.
Yeah.
Woo.
So, Mum, who is next?
Malulu. I love that name. It's Malulu. Malulu, you got to stop thinking and posting social media stuff like an underdog.
Yes.
And start acting like the champion that you are. Be positive.
I couldn't agree more. You hear that, Malulu? You hear that, Malulu? You're a champ.
A champ. Start acting like one.
Start acting like it, Malulu.
Yeah.
All right, that leads us on to who?
Pete.
Okay, what advice have you got for Pete?
Pete, you went to all the trouble to create Pete's predictive model and then you didn't stick to it. The only way you're going to overcome the bad luck caused by breaking the abdo is by trusting the algorithm.
Yes. How long do you think is... Because obviously he broke the trophy, the sacred abdo. How long do you think his bad luck will last?
I think it's usually 7 years, but I don't think it'll take that long.
No, you think he can overcome that?
Yeah, definitely. Marcus, don't let the doubters get you down. No predictive model decides where you finish. My advice to you is, instead of going to these weddings of people that you don't know very well, use that precious time to research what you're going to do, and you might actually win the thing.
Wow. That is so painfully accurate.
Yes, Marcus. More research.
Less cheap appearances at weddings. Last but not least,
yes. Son and heir, Bradley.
Hello.
Hi.
What advice have you got for me, Mum?
Well, you just got to keep on doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Concentrate.
Yeah.
Keep your mind on the job.
Yep, doing that. Yeah.
You know we love you.
Yeah, great.
But if you end bottom, one, they won't want you cooking, and two, you'll be out of the family. Is that strong enough words for you?
I would say it was fair. That was only fair.
Okay.
Given by the family standards of achievement required.
Yes.
To remain correct. A member in it.
Correct.
Excellent. Mum, thank you so much for your words of wisdom. I know the drafters will appreciate it.
Yeah, and, I'm sure.
I know the ones who pay the most attention to it will see a change in fortunes.
They will. They will succeed.
Very good.
If they listen to the matriarch.
So we're going to look at some player stats.
Oh, we've got the right people in. What right people in the room for?
Yeah. Quite simply, we're going to look at the top five Premier League players points wise, and then we're going to look at who's got them.
It's top of the pops.
Now, we were going to look at the top five, but five and six are related. So I'll tell you number five.
Related?
The Neville brothers.
They are still playing. Aren't they?
Their relation is the fact that they both belong to the same drafter.
Okay.
So in fifth position currently, he's been mentioned before, Mo Salah. He's got 55 points. Melaleu brought him in for 63 auction points. In sixth is Tammy Abraham.
Oh, hello.
Who's got 54 points and again is Melaleu's player. So Melaleu's got fifth and sixth which probably explains why he's top of the league.
Not bad.
And he brought him in for 2 points.
I did, because I did my research, you see.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, let me put this to bed. All right. The night before the draft, I basically got really worried about how much research all of you guys will have done compared to me.
Here we go. This is it. So, this is the revelation I've been waiting for.
I got online and I did some. This is what I kind of do every year, but this year I was like, I better actually remember some of this. I got online and I went to things like the Manchester Evening News and the Radio Times and stuff, and I literally said, who are the unknown picks?
Well, on the Radio Times?
Yeah, they've got a website. Yeah. They do all sorts of stuff. When it comes to fancy football time, mate,
when the season comes. Massive.
I said, who are the unknown picks for fancy football this year? And it gave me a whole list of options. And Tammy was on at least three different articles. So, and I'm sorry to say this. So was Mr. Pookie.
I totally
knew. I was like, these two boys. Yes, great. And then what I did is I got my list of all the people that were suggested there and I wrote them all down. And I maybe got a shout at two or three of them. You guys all knew about these people anyway. And usually the bids went too high because I'd put all my money on.
You heard about my Tammy Abraham thing. I just didn't realise he'd come back to Chelsea.
Yeah, well, there
so
you
I
go.
He'd just been sold elsewhere.
And then my next step was like, right, these are the ones that the guys are going to know about. If I get the chance, I get them. If I don't, I spend all my money on Mo Salah, which I didn't plan on doing, but then, hey, you guys let me have him for less than last year, so fine. My second step was to go and look at who takes the penalties for every single team. And then who the second penalty takers are for every single team. So in theory, I did have a list, but people like Jorginho who I picked, I was like, I want a Chelsea midfielder. Fine, I'm going to have a Chelsea midfielder. Willian probably went too expensive. Jorginho came up and I was like, oh, he takes penalties according to this list. Lampard likes him for penalties in pre-season. That's what I'd read in an article. There we go. So yes, that was my research.
I, hats off, credit where credit's due, I doff my cap at you, sir.
Hats off, a combined 65 auction points has got you so far after game week 8. It's got you 109 points out of those two players.
That'd almost get me a slap-up dinner with some gentlemen wearing their draft uniforms.
You're not invited.
Just to throw this in for Marcus this week, Robert Snodgrass is injured, so he's not going to be playing this.
That's why he's not in my team. So moving on, Bradley,
in fourth position. Now, he originally went for 53 auction points. However, after a bit of a kerfuffle with Neil Dutton, he ended up going for 35 points because he became a window transfer, and that is Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Same points as Salah, 55, and he belongs to Andy O'Neill, who is currently second from bottom in the table.
That shows how utterly pants the rest of his team is.
It really does.
That's
really
one does. Team.
Yeah. Who went above Andy this week? To put him into second bottom.
I don't think the researchers have dug that deep into what happened. We'll have to look into it.
He's the kind of guy that would probably be quite subtle about it. Wouldn't toot his own horn.
Pretty handsome guy.
Probably someone who's expecting to drop straight back down again.
Number three,
who went for 50 auction points and belongs to Meds, is Sadio Mane.
Yeah. He's had a good few weeks.
And the thing is with Mane, what he'll do, he'll like, to use the phrase of that last episode, he'll bang a couple in like a week. He'll go a few weeks of just like doing his thing, pottering and giving it a good go, and then one week he'll get two goals and an assist. Yeah. And then he'll sort of potter along, and then he'll get three goals. Do you know what I mean? Like, he pops up and bangs them in.
And now he's actually had a fully justified hissy fit about Mo Salah.
I think he's the biggest threat to Mo Salah.
So he's now gonna be getting more passes from Mo because of that hissy fit. As the justified hissy fit.
Yeah.
And with your gamesmanship head on, Bradley.
Yeah.
Do you think that there's any coincidence that match was televised, wasn't it?
Are you suggesting that Sadio Mane would have known it was televised and that was the match to kick off?
His moment. Because I feel like maybe I listen to it on the radio, and if I listen to it on the radio, then that means it's probably on telly.
It's a great theory.
I knew you'd like it.
It's a great theory.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ultimately, it's been coming because
You shouted it a couple of two or three episodes ago. You talked about Mo Salah's selfishness as a player, and that was before Mane kicked off at him.
Yeah, and I think you do need to have a degree of that as a striker. Liverpool operate in such a way that their talent, their goals can come from anywhere, and if you've got one player who suddenly gets ahead of themselves and is like, I want more of a piece of this, that's going to be the disruption for that system they've got. And they don't need anybody getting in the way of that at the moment.
And it's highlighted even more when he's next to Bobby Firmino, who's the most unselfish person since like Florence Nightingale played for Notts County.
Second best player in the game currently. He went for 50 auction points. And he belongs to Marcus Ellard.
His name is
Sergio Aguero.
Sergio just keeps on going because, some weeks it's just like
energizer on here.
It's just like he's not really kind of, some weeks he's not done anything, but he's always up there.
Yeah.
Always up there.
Well, when Man City score, they score a lot and he's involved because he's the main man.
Due an injury though, isn't he now?
All right. you just want to see my team challenge.
Well, this is what makes that trade the most interesting that Andy's managed to get out of Duds, in that he's managed to prize Jesus away from him and in return for Giroud, because I just feel there's a bigger return with Jesus. Because even if Aguero doesn't get injured, even if he doesn't get injured, we've seen in the last couple of weeks what Pep likes to do is give Aguero a bit of breather.
Yeah.
Which is smart because he has suffered from injuries.
Yeah.
So from a fancy football point of view.
So there's a potential if you've got Jesus, you're gonna pick up the points when Aguero's having a rest.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And Jesus, when he comes on, he does score. He scores every time he starts.
Whereas Giroud's not going to get any time because Tammy's going to play every single match and score a goal in every other one minimum for me.
Well,
I asked him and he said yes.
Even if Tammy does get injured, you asked him and he said yes.
Yeah, mate, yeah.
A bit like when you asked Bill Kenwright how those Everton players score a goal.
Just like that.
the other argument for players like Jesus, it's not just like when they come into the team that they do well. So it's the reason why I've kind of kept Oxlade-Chamberlain a bit, because I've gone on the basis that when he plays, it will be against the weaker opposition. So, and obviously, you've got more chance of scoring more goals against
the weaker opposition.
So that is, and Jesus, he's more likely, you think, to play at home against Newcastle than he is away against Liverpool.
Yeah,
but you'd much rather like that. And that's why I've kept on to the Ox, even though he's not really playing, so I hope when we get a good run of fixtures, he'll run out and score 14-15 goals a game.
The other confusing thing
in Old Trafford.
The other confusing thing with Giroud is that
he's very handsome.
Batshuayi is that confusing?
Yeah,
I was never,
that's what we're talking about.
You're only confused.
Oscar's never confused.
Yeah, he's very confused.
Never has he been more handsome than that advert where he sprays himself with deodorant.
Oh god, that's amazing. Yeah.
Batshuayi has scored a couple goals recently. He is sort of showing himself to be Chelsea's second pick striker, making Giroud the third pick striker, and Dutz has just traded him into his team. Yeah.
Which leads us on to the top scorer so far.
The top scorer so far went for 40 auction points. The reason he only went for 40 is because of an injury record that is not the best.
Oh.
And he has been injured recently, or for the last game, I believe. Kevin De Bruyne, currently on 63 points, owned by Daniel Mantle.
Two things about that. 63 points already, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And the second thing about that, of course he's owned by Daniel Mantle.
Oh, yeah. Of course. And that is, I think that's the big threat, is that Mantle just lurks. He just lurks. He's lurking right now behind Melalou and Nick, and he will be up there come the season.
Feeling end. Breathing down my neck.
Yeah.
It's unsettling, if anything.
Watch out for those mental dandies. He might not turn up for your birthday, but he'll turn up come the end of the season at the top of the league.
Yeah, mate. Do you want an aspirin?
Hey!
Matthew, you are currently sitting top of the league. Congratulations.
Champion. Thank you very much.
Champion. Is it too early for that?
Well, mate, if you want to sing it, you've already predicted that Nick was going to be on wire to wire. having kicked him off the perch, albeit temporarily.
All right. Yeah. Now, there's been suggestions, maybe from people who are in this room at the moment, that they've questioned what research went into
your draft. I have heard a couple of aspersions being kicked around, yeah.
What we thought we would do is to just give you a little test on your team to see what research, what knowledge you had about your players, to see, you know, what degree you had actually, what depth you'd gone into on your squad.
I've not made any secret of this, Matthew. I think there's a huge degree of luck that's gone into your team. Sure. And I was talking about this to Bradley, and Bradley was like, I don't think you're right. I disagree. I think there's an element of research that's gone into that. So Bradley said, and to put his theory to the test, that's why he's devised this little game.
Excellent.
So now, if you can hear footsteps moving in around in the background, that's me. I've got socks on, so you won't hear those footsteps. Oh God, you'll let me break
it. Don't break the Jim Whiteboard.
Jim Whiteboard is just going to be facing the wall here so that Matthew doesn't have a visual aid to answer with.
Is this for me to... so I can't see who's in my team?
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
Right.
We assume you've got intimate knowledge of your team anyway.
Well, it's a one-man team. Mo Salah, isn't it? That was...
Well, there's one player, you know, who's...
I've learned one.
Who's in your side.
There we go.
Top of the league, Matthew Melalou. Okay, so... Matthew, I've got six questions for you. I feel like six questions will be enough to, gauge your knowledge on your team.
All right.
I think that's fair.
Illuminate the listener as to whether I am an underdog or not.
Okay.
Oh, he's going to play on this, Bradley. Mate, I don't think this is a fair bet.
Either way, it's a win-win here. Either you feel justified in thinking that I didn't do a good enough job, or it turns out that I actually did do a decent job, and this is the year of the underdog.
The audience are gonna. I don't sure
what's
how.
Gonna
the, I'm not sure how the audience are gonna take this because they might feel as though you're playing the victim card in some circumstances. They may feel like they've been duped by you if you're going around saying you're the underdog.
Yeah.
And you suddenly turn around and win this thing. Well, hang on.
You know, for someone that's never. What's my highest place in sixth?
Sixth. Yeah.
For someone who's never placed higher than sixth, to be where I am at the moment is, to be honest, a bit unexpected. And there is a ton of luck in there. Who knew Daniel James was going to be the only decent player in the Man United squad?
Well, you did, apparently.
There's two players on you. And so,
I would say
in that respect, it is a bit of an underdog story for someone who's never broken the second half of the draft to get up to the top half.
I would say there's a huge caveat to that is you knew that the inevitability of this being turned into a podcast meant you were going to save your
best sharking season. Yeah. When we went on air.
I've been sandbagging for 7 years, hoping to God you guys would make a podcast.
Sandbag. Okay.
Go Look, for it.
Let's get down to it. Questions for Melaleu.
Let's have them.
Top of the league. We test his knowledge on Melulu's FC.
Done.
Question number one. Which of your players scored the highest points total last season?
Mo Salah.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's a good one. He's mentioned him before as well, hasn't he? So he's sort of warmed himself
up. He was worth every bid I put up for him.
Do you know how many points he scored?
I'm going to hazard a guess.
That's very good pun. That's very good punning.
Thank you. Thank you.
Going to claim it as well.
I'll Eden you a guess of about 265 comes to mind.
That is a very good shout. It's very close. 259.
Oh, I knew that.
Then I knew it. Then I will now pass these questions over to you after.
I knew that one.
Okay. Question number two. Matthew. Which national team does Sead Kolasinac play for?
Well, when he's not defending his fellow teammates from being carjacked, he's going to come from an Eastern European team like...
Like, similar to...
like Serbia.
Marcus, did you know the answer to that question?
I don't think I do. There's a bit of me that wants to say, because he was with Mesut Ozil, wasn't he?
Mm.
There's a bit of me that wants to say he's
Turkish
German.
Guys only hang out together. Oh, he's not Turkish, he's German.
I'm pleased that Brummett's not actually here right now, because he'd be bursting at the seams to tell you.
Because he loves it.
That Kolasinac is a Bosnia and Herzegovina international.
Oh, that's close though, Matthew.
I felt like Bosnia for a moment, then I thought...
You're in the right ballpark.
Okay.
Okay, question number three. Yeah. Which of your team, Lulu's FC, has the most international caps? Which player has represented his country the most times?
Now, I don't have intimate knowledge of Matthew's team, so I'm going
to... how about we say this? For the audience at home, we're going to tweet a picture... just specifically of Matthew's team. Okay. Marcus is going to go and have a little look at the board.
Go and have a look.
Melaleu should know his team.
Yeah, I should know my team. So Tammy's been all under 21s. I'm guessing that doesn't count.
Correct.
Just checking. Did my goalkeeper get on the pitch the other day? Because they called him up, didn't they?
I mean, I just want an answer to the question.
No, but I'm just... Yeah, all right.
Okay.
I don't know.
Take a guess, Matthew.
Well, okay.
Take a guess. Which is your player? So, lots of international caps. The most.
Yeah, well, Mo Salah will have done a load, but have Egypt done that many?
I mean, they play a lot. They play games just as many as
well,
many as
then Mo Salah, then.
Marcus, do you know the correct answer?
Having looked at the team,
yeah,
Lacazette,
both incorrect.
Who's it?
David Silva.
Okay, that makes quite a lot of sense.
Just one of your best players.
He's been around for a
kingpin to any team.
Yeah, very good.
Which Wolfie offered me Barkley for on when? The week that it was a trade offer.
Oh, Wolf offering
me a great trade. Trades. Yeah, who knew? On the back of last week's expose.
Then what did he do with Barkley? Oh, he dropped him.
He dropped him.
Yeah.
That was the week
that Silva scored a goal and assisted two. Scored me 15 points. He's like, oh, mate, I've got a great trade for you.
No thanks. So on my birthday this week, Wolf spent 20 minutes trying to convince me that the trades he'd offered were good trades. He didn't agree with the assessment of his trade offerings.
He did talk to me about that outside the pub, actually, as well.
It was astonishing how bad the other trades that I didn't even know about were, and he was there trying to tell me that they were good trades. Question number four. We're 1-3 at the moment, so this will...
Hang on, 1.5-3.
What's your heart?
I thought we said Kolasinac. We said I was close.
No.
No, I don't think the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina will be too pleased to know that you got half a point for suggesting that Kolasinac may have played for Serbia.
No, I said one of the Eastern European countries.
Yeah, right. I think people would be offended by his
heart. I'm sorry to all the people I've offended.
Throughout the course of your life?
And there's a long list.
We could be here for a while. This is only going to be an hour, I'd say, I think, of a podcast. Question number four. Who was the last team, this is previous to his current team, who was the last team that Tammy Abraham played for in the Premier League?
He didn't play for Villa in the Premier League. He was loaned to them from, I thought he was a Chelsea loanee, but they just loaned him out, like they do with all their midfielders, and then bring him back when they need him. He's not a midfielder. Chelsea. He must have played a game for Chelsea.
So previous to his current club, Chelsea.
What? I thought they had him from like really young. I thought he came through their programme. I don't know is the answer to that.
Marcus, do you know?
Palace?
Incorrect. The answer was Swansea City.
Ah, I'm learning lots about your team, Matthew.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are you.
Yeah, I am.
One for four.
Yeah.
So, question number five. Almost over, Matthew, don't you worry.
Yep.
Which member of your team won their club's Player of the Season award last season? You have one player in your squad who won the Player of the Season award for last season.
David Silva.
Marcus, do you know the answer?
Jordan Ayew.
Oh, that'd be a good shout. He's had a good few weeks as well.
The answer is Alexander Lacazette.
Oh no, that was going to be my second guess.
Lacazette rather than Aubameyang? Oh, rather than Aubameyang?
Well, Aubameyang came in halfway through the season, didn't he?
Not last year, no. But Lacazette did have a very impressive year. Scored some. The goals he scored were crucial goals, whereas Aubameyang was scoring more goals against.
Yeah.
Like he obviously was top goalscorer in the league, but his goals came. Still against some good teams, but Lacazette's hit some crucial ones.
Très important.
Okay, so we're on.
Last question, the sixth question.
We're on one for five.
Got one right, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Which of your team has a brother who played in the Premier League and is currently battling it out in the Championship to get back into the Premier League with Swansea City? So he's in your team.
He's in my team and he's got a brother.
His brother is currently...
plays for Swansea.
Yeah.
This is niche.
Well, actually, there was a... I'll give you a clue. His name has already been said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the last
few minutes. Aren't there two Ayews? Have I made that up? That's my guess. Is another Ayew. Are they the Ayew brothers?
Do you remember the name of the Ayew who's in your team?
The one that's still in the Premier League. Jordan?
Oh my word. Congratulations, Matthew Mellu. You scored 2 out of 6.
Hello! Yes! A 33.33% recurring return. I will take it.
As a percentage, that sounds much more impressive.
I will say, I think probably a year, 2 years, 3 years ago, that might have been a 0 for 6. So 2 for 6 is an improvement.
I've made progress.
Well done.
And that's the end of Underdog Day Afternoon.
Hey! Very good.
Marcus?
Bradley?
You ready for another game?
I was... born ready.
Melalou, are you ready for your first game?
We were not only born ready, I'm ready now.
Melalou's ready, everybody.
It's a hot fuzz joke, isn't it? I was born ready, yeah, but are you ready now?
If you want to be a big man in a small town, fuck off down the Model Village.
There it is. Yes.
One for Hot Fuzz fans there.
Brummett, I take it you're ready.
Ready as Breck.
Oh, wow, what?
Three for wow, three. Original.
You're one of the guys in the draft who isn't a dad. Let's take ourselves back to May 2019. Wales have achieved a Six Nations Grand Slam. Tom Brady has just won his sixth Super Bowl with the New England Patriots. England have yet to go on to win the Cricket World Cup. This is where your minds need to be to play pointless drafting. You are about to draft teams in attempt to score the lowest amount of points possible
oh.
from the players available from the 2018-19 season. You're going to pick a goalkeeper, four defenders, four midfielders,
what?
Two strikers. And the aim of the game is for all of those players to have the lowest draft scores you can think of. Brummett's already
getting an advantage. Oh, he's looking at the board!
Brummett
has already cheated. Your picks have to be someone who actually played a game that season. You cannot pick a player who you actually drafted.
Okay.
To find out which order you'll be playing in, doesn't make a massive difference because you'll be going around in a snake draft order. But to figure out who goes first, we're going to have a contest. And the closest number to the answer to this question will go first. Gentlemen, on the pieces of paper that I've just handed to you, I want you to write down your guesstimates for how many goals to date you think that Harry Kane has scored in the Premier League.
I mean, you've had a big old chat about Mr. Kane today. But I'm guessing...
Well, that should help inform you then. Everyone got an answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've done the thing I should never have done and I crossed out my original and gone for a different one.
So. Oh, I've crossed out mine twice. So,
so Mr. Brummett, would you like to go first? How many goals do you think Harry Kane has scored in the Premier League?
I think it's slightly less than you... I think it's less than you think, so I'm going to go 108.
108 goals?
Yeah.
Matthew Melaleu, how many goals do you think that Harry Kane has scored in the Premier League?
You said he's made the 100 club, but there are other competitions, so I've gone for 70 goals.
What the hell?
Well, because he might have scored those other goals in like the FA Cup and shit.
He did score 40 goals in the Charity Shield.
And I did say about four times in the Premier League.
Yeah, so...
No, but what Mel said
was,
is...
Oh, what he said is to get into the
career 100 club, yeah.
Was that a Premier League 100 club?
I just put it this way, you've completely misread the programme, the 100 Club.
Excellent.
Marcus.
114.
So that's six over what Brummett has said.
Yeah.
And I guess 105.
Congratulations, Marcus. You will be going first. The Ooh. Answer is 129 goals wow. to date.
I'd just like to say my first answer was 127 and I bottled it.
Shit. Story of your season. Okay, Marcus.
Yes.
I would like a goalkeeper, please. This first round of pointless drafting.
That I didn't draft last year. Gazzaniga.
You know how to say his name now.
Show up.
Brummett, I would like a goalkeeper from you, please.
I'm going to go with Romero at Manchester United.
God, I hate you so much. Oh, that was totally what I was going to do.
Did he play though at all?
Yeah, because... He was the FA Cup boy, and I think there was a period where he played one or two
yeah,
matches.
That's what I'm hoping.
I was going to sound legitimately clever for a moment.
Better start thinking.
Melaleu.
Yes.
Talk about Ian Walker.
No. That, the boy that used to be the England goalkeeper that started selling Head and Shoulders and forgot how to play.
He's fishing. Allow Melaleu to come up with his answer by himself.
I feel like he was at West Ham. What was his name? Oh, I hate you all so much. All right, I'm not going to remember his name. And I know that's ridiculous because you were all literally in your head screaming.
I'm looking at you.
He was the England goalkeeper for
I know.
Fucking years.
This is like Marcus to try to draft someone when he's 10 stellars in.
drop an aspirin, mate. I'm going to have to go for someone that I know played. I know he got lots of points, but he won't have got the most points. I'm going to go for Pickford.
So I'm going to give you the scores as it as it stands.
Oh, it's exciting as we go through.
I'm going to go through the scores as we go through players. So, Gazzaniga scored Marcus 13 points.
Oh, well done. Yes. Well done, Marcus. Yes.
Thank you.
Romero didn't play a single minute.
Shit!
Oh. 200 points.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't worry about it, Bromit, because Jordan Pickford scored 161 last season, so...
Great season.
However, Joe Hart...
Joe Hart! Oh, that's his
what
name!
What did he get? What did he get? Brett the Hitman Hart. Tony Hart.
He got like 50.
Joe Hart got only 69 points last year. So we move to defenders. Melaleu, I'd like your first defender, please.
Obviously. Mr. Legend that he is, Leighton Baines.
Phil Jones?
A leaky defence, always a safe bet.
Luke Shaw, who I believe was out of favour with Mourinho.
Matthew Melaleu, Leighton Baines scored you 7 points.
Excellent work.
Very good. Well played.
He's always looked after
well
me.
Well played.
Phil Jones scored Brummett 43 points.
Take it.
Marcus, Luke Shaw scored you 91.
Oh.
Your next defender, please.
Vincent Kompany. I love that. I don't know whether the podcast picked that up, but I just got a very subtle, yeah, good, from Brummett, from across the room.
Brummett.
Similar kind of player to Kompany. Can I get Dummett from Newcastle?
Dummett for Brummett.
Dummett for Brummett.
This is an excellent game. And if it had been like a few years ago, I'd be hating every second of it.
What annoyed me about 10 minutes before I left, I went, I should probably do some draft research because I know there'll be some game. But yeah.
Melaleu.
I didn't.
Yes. I will pick Matteo Darmian. Absolute bobbins.
Ah, okie doke.
So that round, Marcus, Vincent Kompany scored you 58. Brummett, scored you 67.
Oh shit,
more than that. Darmian Melaleu scored you 14.
Very good.
Next defender, please, Melaleu.
Oh well, on a similar vein, gotta be Rojo. Made of glass.
Is it? Bailey? Bailey, how do you pronounce his name?
Bailey. That's the season he came in. Yeah, he played probably half the game.
Oh, did he?
Where's Morgan?
Oh, that was my backup.
Yeah.
Captain Morgan.
That round, Marcus, with Wes Morgan, he scored 76.
Did well last year then.
With Eric Bailey. Delete as appropriate. Brummett, you scored 16.
Yeah, that's good.
Well done.
Matthew Melaleu.
Yeah.
With the lowest score of the round so far, 2 points.
Oh, no, awesome, man.
I mean, it hurts as a supporter, but right now, that's pretty decent.
Marcus, your next pick, please.
This could be terrible, Chris Smalling.
He did play.
Were you agreeing?
I think he
did actually score some goals.
Yeah.
Brummett.
Callum Chambers.
Who's Callum Chambers?
Arsenal defender.
Slick cut
Chambers.
Yeah, but he's had injury problems, hasn't he?
Melaleu.
I'm going to have to ask you, did I have Jagielka that season? I know I've had him a season and he was absolute pants.
That round. Phil Jagielka got 22 points last season. Callum Chambers, I think he was at Fulham, got 60 points for Brummett.
60.
Old slick cut. And Chris Smalling got 56 for Man United.
That could have been, I thought it was going to be a lot worse, mate. Yeah.
Midfielder, please, Marcus. Midfielder, please, Melaleu.
I will go with Morgan Schneiderlin.
Marcus. Brummett.
Fabian Delph. The midfielder that season.
Marcus.
Jack Wilshere.
That round, Marcus, you scored 17 with Jack Wilshere.
Oh, well done.
Fabian Delph got you 29.
Very good.
Brummett. And Morgan Schneidlin got you 28, Melody. Very good round.
Respectable.
Good round.
Marcus, another midfielder, please.
As I accidentally blurted him out earlier,
Danny Drinkwater.
Because I had to.
Yeah.
I think he made a couple of like off the benches. Yeah. But
I wish this was being videoed. I mean, it's excellent.
It's really, it's all going on here.
Oliver Skip.
Oh,
who? Amazing. That has to be.
Who is that?
That has
person?
To be a pointless answer.
What he's done well there is that Tottenham last year seemed to have a load of like youth players with like really like sort of like practical names like Oliver Skip, Dave Plug,
John Brick. Amazing. Okay.
Well done. Melody.
I'm going to go for his debut stroke breakout season, McTominay. Latter half of the season, I think. And he was brought on in matches, so I don't think he'll have done much.
He didn't do much. He scored 38 points.
Could be worse.
Skip did even less than that and got 12 points.
Ooh.
Drinkwater did even less than that. Didn't play a minute.
Oh, 200 points!
No! Not a single minute! Robbed.
No, he was just happy to cash the paycheck.
Not a single minute?
Not a single minute.
Wow.
That was what he was happy to do. He'd won his Premier League title. Football was of no
That's
interest.
That's it, I fucked it.
Melaleu.
What's next?
Midfielder, please.
Oh. Okay, sorry. Oh, this is harder than you think, isn't it? Oh, no, I'm going to go. I didn't draft him last year. I have drafted him this year. Bernard.
So this is a bit of a 200 point risk. I go with Phil Foden.
I think that's all right.
I think that's all
right. Can you play a bit?
I remember him scoring.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. It's gone the other way. He's got 200 points, but he's actually just gained
this year. He's player of the year last year. Marcus.
I'm not sure where his injury fits into this whole situation. But Oxlade-Chamberlain. Was he injured?
There's a man who knows.
Was he injured for the whole season, or did he get injured at the beginning of last season?
Champions League semi-final,
the year before. Oh no!
But actually, wait, did he come in? I know he's only come back now. Like he's come back.
Did
in,
he do a little run out?
Did he have
at
a bit of a run
season?
Out at the end of last season? You could have got 1 point in.
We'll find out now.
Bernard scored you 88 points, Melvin.
Oh, he did quite well.
Foden scored Brummett 25 points.
Well, all right. Brummett.
How many minutes do you think Oxlade-Chamberlain plays?
9.
19.
No!
1 point!
1 point!
Yes! Did he get booked? Is it a pointless?
He somehow got 2 points for you.
How?
He got a bonus.
A bonus point?
He must have come on a sub twice.
Amazing.
Oh, right.
Wow.
Well done, Marcus.
What an answer.
Well done.
And off the back of that form, Marcus, your final midfielder, please.
I mean, literally anyone now. No, not anyone.
Okay, no, I'm not sure. I'm not even sure if it was injured or off just up. Jordan Henderson.
Bremer.
I've had another mind blank. But to keep this going, Adam Lallana.
Melody. I sort of love how for this game, for Melo, it's just remembering players.
I genuinely can't remember any midfielders. I mean, I could remember, like, if I say, this is not my guess, but, like, Willian. But he's clearly going to get a load of points. I'm trying to remember.
Because he had a tour with the Black Eyed Peas, that year.
Yeah. Matic!
There you go.
He's a holding, he's not a creative, and he fell out of favour with Mourinho. Oh no, he went there because he liked Mourinho.
So that round...
Can I ask a question just before we do?
Yes.
What did Kevin De Bruyne get?
That is a...
He must have got...
Barely playing, I reckon he still got the 60s
or 70s
or
like,
something
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah.
That was a very interesting question. He got 59.
Okay.
Okay, so that round... Nemanja Matic scored you 59 points.
bit like Kevin De Bruyne.
Adam Lallana scored you 23 points.
Yeah,
from it. Jordan Henderson, Marcus, scored you 76 points.
Oh.
So.
That's less than I thought, actually, Marcus.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name the scores. There's only two players left to go. I'm going to wait till both those players are gone. I'm going to wait till you pick both those players, and they're both going to be strikers, and we're going to start with Marcus.
Oh, great. Shinzi Okazaki.
Oh, you cheeky boy.
From it.
I'm going to go with Andy Carroll.
Hello.
Yep, that's me. That Wilson lad. He played a few games.
Callum Wilson.
And your second striker.
Oh, what, me straight away? Oh, that's not fair.
And I'll just remind everyone, the aim of the game is to try and get players who have scored not many points.
Oh, did Callum Wilson score a lot of points? Did he? Oh.
Well, I mean, he's currently the seventh best player in the game this season, so...
Yeah, but I thought it was his breakout. See, I didn't think he did much.
You thought this was his breakout season?
No, last season I thought he only... did like a few games.
You thought
as in the United Wilson.
No, you're thinking of James Wilson.
Yeah.
But you said Callum.
Because someone said Callum, I said that Wilson lad.
You gotta be punished by your football.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
I only know good strikers.
Why didn't you draft any last season?
Because they all stole them from me. This is going to get...
Think of a team in the Premier League.
No, yeah, this is going to get me too many points. I'm going to go for Danny Ings, and I'm going to regret it.
I'll go with Connor Wickham then.
Marcus, your final pick, please.
Theo Walcott
was not a striker.
Zaha. Midfielder, I think.
He was listed as a striker.
Oh, surely. I think he scored the kind of points that would stop you having to buy dinner this year, mate.
The scores are in. And up until we got to the strikers, it looked like there was only going to be one winner.
Oh, no.
However, one of you has made an absolute balls up of the strikers.
Oh, God, it's me.
Let's start with the winner. Matthew Brummett. 489 points. Congratulations.
Oh, well done, Matt.
I literally didn't think it was mathematically possible. I got my number.
It wasn't until Matthew Mellew decided to pick Callum Wilson and Danny Ings and got a total of 258 points. Scored him 677 points.
Oh,
however, idiot. That wasn't enough to get him last place, which once again goes to Marcus.
How?
With 757 points.
With Zaha well good.
Zaha got 143 points last year.
Oof. What did Okazaki get?
25.
Good. Oh, shit.
Congratulations, Brummett. You win pointless drafting.
Yes!
Should we take just a minute to say some thank yous, Marcus?
I think that's a good idea. Starting with
CJ Pundit.
Thanks for all the music that you created for our show.
Cheers, mate. You happy hypocrite.
Very good.
That's what it's called. Check it out. Also, thank you to Kate Bellamy at kate.may.this for the artwork. And also thank you to Matthew Melaloo.
You're welcome, gents.
Here he is.
Been great putting the artwork together for the social media team.
Tangible proof of that artwork is on this table right now in the form of these glorious sticky effigies with all of our faces on them. I love them. I got a couple of draft themed birthday presents this year. Another one was a mug from Tom Rook.
That was great.
Yeah, we'll get a picture of that up, I think, as well. Who else we got to thank?
Thanks also, as usual, to our fantastic producer, Mr. Zach Brown.
Hey, Zach. Cheers, pal. Also, Will Coburn, another guy who turned up to the birthday, legend. As well as Zach did, actually.
Yeah, he did. They both did.
Zach had some top chat on.
Yeah,
it's good to see them both.
Top birthday chat.
Yeah. We were talking about Western Australian Rugby League. I was in my element.
Will also, for a time, really showed some speed on the karting track.
Yeah, even after he got a black flag, he still
managed. Yeah, he's carried on.
Fifth, I think.
Yeah.
Phil,
was the angriest of the Carters. Angriest of the drafters. And
who knew?
Showed it on track by getting black flagged. He was disqualified in the final.
Yep. Wolfie got a little black flag for himself and decided to argue with the track marshals.
Wolfie in the slower race got a black flag,
also
yeah.
Also true to form.
So, thank you to Will Coben at wcobenphotography.com.
And lastly, but not leastly, our hosts and wonderful friends over at Acast.
Cheers, of course! Thanks very much, lads! And lasses!
Unsurprisingly, it was Brummett there with the most pointless knowledge. Pointless draft knowledge. And he's come through after Melu completely blew it at the end there. I bet he'll be disappointed, but... Well, he was the underdog, wasn't he?
He's the underdog, and also he's winning the draft at the minute. So
he won't be that disappointed. He'll just look at the draft table and take consolation in that. So, we've had a quiz this week. We've found out what Melu actually knows about his team. Not much. And we're all excited for this weekend because the Premier League is back.
It's back.
You've already have had that some games. Right. By the time you listen to this, we'll all be either celebrating that Harry Kane's got a hat-trick or crying in the corner of the shower.
That's very specific.
Yeah, that's usually what happens, essentially.
But again, as always, thanks for listening, and until next time,
draft safe, baby.
Bruce Willis was dead all along.
Classic memory.
Spoilers.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.